American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time on cardboard on corners in town. There's a cancer called crime in our cities and an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back, put an end to the gangs and the drugs and the streets in the back.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. Hour two of the National Intel Report on this 30th day of March 2005. And I still can't believe it's already 2005 and we're through the first quarter of the year. My, 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 how time flies when you're having so much fun. I've got with me on this hour Carl Schwartz. How you doing, Carl?
I'm fine. I tell you what, I'll ditto what you just said. This year is just whizzing right by.
Do you believe this? I don't know. Does it mean that we're busier and we're just not marking time? Or is it actually going faster? I don't know.
I think it's because we're paying a lot of attention to something besides the clock.
Uh-huh. And that watch clock never ticks like watched water never boils. Well, you're right. There's a lot of things going on out there, tons of things.
Well, it's even popping up, what we've talked about privately and even on the air, this stuck-on-stupid mode of these governments. I've had people sending me emails for the last 3 days, and I'm just shaking my head at some of the things that are brewing out there. Like down in Tallahassee, have you heard about this new bill they're trying to pass to stamp out leftist totalitarianism of free thought?
No, I've not heard that.
It's called the Academic Freedom Bill of Rights, and it's sponsored by Representative Dennis Baxley, Republican from Ocala. It passed 8-2 in committee. It's got to pass two more committees. He's got half the legislators down there up in arms, and basically what they're trying to do is they say if a student takes exception to the teachings of the professor, they have the right to silence that.
Oh, silence the professor.
Yes.
Well, and you know, on the surface, because we know, Carl, that academia has been taken over by a lot of the Marxist philosophers or people with that Marxist philosophy, but to go to those extremes, the funny thing about this is, what herd are they trying to shove down what chute to put him in what pen? Because this is a Republican now going after Democrats or liberals, but the Republican Party, I mean, George Bush, I mean, boy, there's a fine example of a God-fearing Republican, right?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, here's a guy, Carl, that he has spent more money in the 5 years that he's been in office, put us in more debt than even Ronnie Reagan trying to break the back of the Soviet Union during the Cold War and the arms race.
He could probably bail out the city of Austin if he would just transfer the money he's paid for fake propaganda and fake news. I mean, now I'm hearing the price tag is somewhere around $60 million. That's an awful lot of money just to intentionally and willfully lie to America because the story wasn't real to begin with.
But the complicity of the media, they knew the difference, but they're putting this out as if it's a news story and it's carefully crafted and worded and shot and cropped and all that other stuff and put forth to the American people like it's actual news.
Yeah, it's edible sound bites, right?
Oh, man. It's
whatever America will choke down, but... You know, the reality TV part of it, they're not seeing a whole lot of reality on TV these days, and I guess that's why I've kind of divorced myself from it. About the only thing I watch anymore, I'll get a CD at best at Blockbuster and watch a movie, you know, just kind of get away from this. But buried in this bill, what they're really after is the people who refuse to teach the creation theory. They've been teaching evolution, and this guy has proposed a bill down there to where, you know, not teaching both of them, but by God, if you don't agree with evolution, you can sue the university. You know, that's a really a wise use of public funds. Let's make sure the universities stay tied up in court for the next 10 years.
Do you think that they're trying to polarize here, Carl?
I think they're trying to polarize radically. And then right after the break, I'll tell you about the second email that was sent to me.
All right.
And I'm still looking at this one, shaking my head.
All right. We'll take the break. My guest for this hour, Carl Schwartz, author of One Way Ticket to Crawford, Texas.
I can't believe it.
It truly is amazing.
amazing.
You have to care enough about yourself to want to do something.
If you're tired of feeling sick or run down, this truly is the answer. I have so much energy now.
It makes you feel good.
And it's all natural.
Everyone in my family takes Cardivite.
Cardivite.
Cardivite. We all use Cardivite.
Ladies and gentlemen, Heart Drop 2000 presents Cardivite. Cardivite is an all-natural supplement which is made up of our own special blend of herbs gathered from many different parts of the world, specially designed to improve your health. Come on and care about yourself just a little more with Cardivite. You can find more information at www.cardovite.us or call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822.
Cardivite is a natural thing. Gives you the edge like you've never seen. It makes you feel good. Cardivite.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
Do you want to plant a garden that just keeps on giving year after year? Then visit the Ark Institute and find out about their all-natural vegetable seeds. Now, these aren't hybrids, they're not genetically engineered, they're the real thing. And you'll grow the best produce you've ever grown. Not only that, you can save seeds from this year's garden and plant them next year. Now, here's the deal. The Ark Institute is offering Republic listeners free shipping on their complete collection of 40 non-hybrid heirloom seeds, plus their best-selling gardening how-to manual, Build Your Ark. A complete family food security package is just $99, and remember, shipping is free. Oh, you'll have enough for canning and freezing and fresh eating and some seeds for next year. Now, that is food security. Call the Ark Institute, 1-800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912. Or visit arkinstitute.com. Do it today.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. And avail yourself of the toll-free number. Practice standing up and speaking, folks. If you've never called into the program, I invite you to do that. Do so. 800-313-9443 is the call-in number. My guest this hour, Carl Schwartz, and the book, by the way, if you've not got a copy of this book, amaze your friends, folks, with getting information, real good information as to how, why, and, the timeline and the news behind, I mean, the real story behind the Middle East. This is almost an educational manual, one-way ticket to Crawford, Texas, which is available through this network. Several different ways to get it. You can go on to rbnlive.com. Hit the store section. You can purchase that online with PayPal, and we process those orders within 24 hours. Or you can simply call us here at 800-724-2719 and order a copy of the book. It's 832 pages, folks, and I guarantee you, you can amaze your friends and stupefy them because, well, they're ignorant. They don't know why, how, where, when, what, or anything else about what we're involved in. And killing people off. I mean, and here's the death count so far. Let me go back to the homepage because we have this posted right at the top of the page. Since May 1st of 2003, 1,391 Those are American military deaths in Iraq. And since the war began, 1,528 total wounded, 11,595, and these people are not getting the best care that there is. Horror stories about that.
Very pathetic care, John.
If this does not make a mockery, and Carl, the suppression of this, do you think that they'd have these young kids with no hope of any future, and the proverbial carrot is thrown out there, the usual inducements and enticements. Oh, yes, you can get college money, you can do this, you can broaden your horizons, whatever the case may be. But if they knew about this, would they be going into military right now? Oh, get shot, get wounded, get a disease, and watch how well your country doesn't take care of you.
Basically get jerked around and deserted by your own country for serving the nation. Did you see the story that broke within the last 48 hours where Army recruiters, military recruiters, were in Mexico and they were ejected? Having such a hard time meeting their quotas because Americans across the board are starting to wake up to how abusive our policies are. And people are coming back from Iraq and saying, you know, we're not over there delivering democracy. We're over there protecting the plunder of these robber barons. And it's got the Iraqis up in arms. You know, the Afghanis are up in arms. And now they want to go do it to other nations. And within the last 48 hours, I had a news clip that was sent to me about down in Mexico, south of the Rio Grande, they were down there recruiting, promising people, oh, if you'll come fight for the United States, you know, you'll get citizenship. Hello. And, I mean, that's how dire this is. They're doing anything they can to try to keep from declaring, oh, we're going to have to put the draft in.
Well, wait a minute, Carl. They've got 30, 40 million illegals running around inside the United States. Why do they got to recruit in Mexico?
Yeah, we could just do an amnesty swap. So if you go serve in our military and go be the police force to protect what we're robbing other countries for, gosh, you can get your expedited U.S. citizenship.
Well, and I don't know. That seems to me that would be an inducement for these people to go through the military. But the problem is, you know, here's the problem. All these illegals in this country don't speak English. So what are they doing? Seeking out these recruiters, seeking out English-speaking Mexicans in Mexico? How does that work?
I guess that's what they were doing. But, you know, I heard a statistic, and this was back right as we first invaded Iraq. We have 37,000 people in our military that are not U.S. citizens. They actually signed up for better paying. They signed up for the promise of citizenship. And I don't know if you remember, one of the first soldiers that fell was from, I think he was from Honduras. And he was a Marine, and they granted his citizenship posthumously. And, you know, that's the type of thing that's going. 37,000 people out of about 2 million in our military are not even U.S. citizens. They're people who came up here and because, you know, they couldn't find a job or the military pay was better. But I was, when I was down there talking to the truth seekers, we discussed this issue of the political action plan. And one of the people working on that, I talked to her yesterday, and she said, you'll never believe this ad that's in the San Antonio papers right now. There's a company that is trying to hire, quote, tactical officers for Homeland Security and also for executive protection. We're talking private corporations, okay? And this, she called them late yesterday and talked to them. What they're trying to hire is former military, people with police training to go in and work for a company out of Baltimore called Special Response Corporation. And they offer security, police, or military style, low or high profile. And on their front web page, it shows a group of people protesting something. And that's under the heading of Special Response Teams. But you can go to specialresponse.com, that's the website, and start looking at this. And basically, you've got corporations out hiring military forces, out hiring, you know, not only policemen, but people with military training to crack down on, quote, perceived threats. It says, this is a quote, mission statement, Special Response Corporation is a national leader in providing highly specialized security services in times of crisis or heightened vulnerability. They've been around for 20 years, so prior to 9/11, I didn't know that we had that type of heightened vulnerability. But this may go all the way back past even the George Herbert Walker Bush administration, where people were getting in position. I mean, right here on their website, Homeland Security Advisory System, threat condition, elevated. And then they have this little flashing GIF down here, or maybe it's Macromedia, showing the different uniforms they can deliver the troopers in. Now, this is kind of scary. This is basically what you call corporate SS.
Are you still
sitting there, John?
Yeah, I'm just considering all of what you're saying. Carl, it's getting so weird and so perverse that I hardly, sometimes when I read news stories anymore, I find myself going, this can't be true.
Well, I thought it wasn't true either until I saw the ad, and then I was sent to the URL. It's www.specialresponse.com. And I said, isn't that special? Yeah, we have corporate gurus. Yeah, the first question I ask myself is, what type of heightened unrest are they expecting? Maybe it's like when America wakes up and figure out how we've been fooled and befuddled by this mass media charade that's been going on. I mean, the more I think about your concept of a bigger network, the more I'm behind it.
Well, and Carl, it has to happen. And I'll tell you, we've been talking a lot about this over the past several days. And I look at the news stories. I just look around. I look at the information that's available to us, even through the web, talking about, I don't care if it's talking about the white slave racket in Israel, $1 billion a year in Israel slave, white slave trade. I don't care if it's stories on Scott Ritter and his take on Iraq and how he was treated, and they tried to basically murder his personality to do away with his credibility. We're talking about 30 million plus illegals into this country, but we give the real facts and the real story behind this, and people are not getting this. If you're Carl, you put many, many miles. You're on a kind of like a hiatus and a trek around the United States, and you have been for quite some time. You listen to the radio, you get bored. What informative, what real news do you get on the radio as you're traveling around the country?
Not much.
Not much at all. I mean, Rush Limbaugh.
If you listen to Westwood One or Clear Channel, all you're getting is the same sound bites in audio only that you would get on Fox or CNN. Yeah. I mean, they're controlling this to the point of micromanaging what America sees and hears.
Well, and Carl, this is my thought on this, that we're going to do our best to, I mean, we're going to be small. Until we get ready to pounce, there will be millions of Americans at the flip of a switch, and that's the way we're going to engineer this. At the flip of a switch, people are going to be able to hear radio programming they have never heard before, and we're ready to take the heat here, because Carl.
But what should we name it? Radio Free America?
No, call it Republic Broadcasting Network. We already got a name for it. I've already fashioned the billboards that will be going up, the advertising, the promotion will be going up around this, and all of a sudden, one day, somebody's going to wake up, they're going to jump in their car to go to work, they're going to be tuning through the dial, and all of a sudden, they're going to hear something they have never heard in their life before.
Well, when I do the channel seek, I've got XM in my new vehicle, and I finally decided that the best channel I could listen to was the comedy channel.
And there is a certain amount of truth and humor, is there not? You're probably getting more truth on the comedy channel than you are anyplace else.
Yeah, it's just a viewpoint, but at least it's truthful.
Well, as was once explained to me, and this was more to the point that, well, one truth may fit one person while it has to be modified for the next one, and the third person may not like the first or the second one, so they've got to modify. Well, here's the point, that there are several layers of truth. What may be true for me may not be true for you. And that's the world that we live in right now. There is no absolutes anymore, no real hard facts. Everything is light and transient and can be changed for different reasons and spun differently and blah, 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 and on it goes.
I have an aversion for shades of gray. I'm looking for black and white.
There you go. We'll take the break. We'll come back in just a few minutes, and we'll take your phone calls today at 800-313-9443.
At 11:40 p.m. on April the 14th, 1912, while plowing recklessly through an ice field, the HMS Titanic collided with an iceberg. 2 hours later, she was resting on the bottom. Today, you are on a similar ship, the USS America. She, too, is plowing through history, promoting reckless fiscal and monetary policies amid tides of terrorism that threaten our security, and there is a storm a-brewing as if even nature was against us. Like the Titanic, we're on course with a similar destiny. The question is, what are you going to do? Hop aboard our well-provisioned lifeboat with Ready Reserve Foods. Contact Ready Reserve Foods and ask how you can prepare your family with the basic survival needs. Call 1-800-453-2202 for great tasting, dehydrated foods that require no refrigeration and keep preserved for years. Preparedness never made more sense than it does today. Call 1-800-453-2202 and stock your lifeboat.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
We're back. Let's get into some phone calls, and we can pick a direction in which we want to go in. Sylvester in South Carolina. Hello, Sylvester. You're on the air with Carl Schwartz.
Yeah, and John.
Yes.
Carl, we used to talk about people being in the military from a different country.
Mm-hmm.
Back in the late 80s, I worked civil service, and there was foreign people then in the military didn't have citizenship. And they resented, which I was civilian, civilians being on the base.
They resented the civilians and not the foreigners?
Well, that's right. GIs, they were military, you know.
Well, that doesn't surprise me if you hear some of the horror stories of what some of the National Guard families are going through right now. You know, they don't live on the bases. And when they got called up and deployed to Afghanistan, Iraq, and other exotic destinations for their one-year vacation at Uncle Sam's, bidding, some of those people were having to drive 3 and 4 hours just to get to a commissary. It was a whole lot easier to go to the nearest Walmart.
but they would not extend them additional funds to help make up the difference. And I know a lot of these people, like the Arkansas National Guard, 39th Infantry Brigade, was over there for a year. They're in the process of rotating back right now. You'd be amazed how many of those people have had their businesses closed and foreclosed upon, their homes foreclosed. They don't have jobs when they came back. I mean, the entire promise that they were promised of saying, oh, when you're active duty, you don't have to worry. You know, nobody can take action against you. They're coming back home. They've been devastated, and so have their families.
Now, can I speak again?
It's sad when you stop and think that these people served, right or wrong. You know, they served because they were ordered to serve. But when they come home and they've been completely jerked around, screwed over, and lied to by this government, it is a black mark on every citizen in this nation. Just my humble opinion.
Sylvester, anything else?
Yeah. Well, before that, in the early 90s, I used to train military. They had a guy from Africa. His uncle lived in North Carolina, and he brought him over. And, you know, he wasn't a citizen. He was in the military. In other words, this is nothing new. This has been going on.
Yeah, it's been going on for a while, but it's actually accelerating now because of Bush's policy, they cannot meet their recruiting goals. They've been meeting those goals ever since the Vietnam War. And now all of a sudden the reserves, active military, and the National Guard are falling way behind. They can't even keep the retention. When Third ID came back, you know, they were part of the invasion force on Iraq, you'd be amazed how many officers I knew with Third ID rotated out. We're talking 10, 15, 20-year career officers said, that's it, I'm out of here. You know, if we can't keep the ones we already trained, what do we do then?
Well, John, they had an ad, I mean, and am I yet on?
I'm sorry, you said what, Sylvester?
And am I yet on?
A yet on.
All right. I'm yet on the air, for to speak.
Okay.
They had an ad in a local paper here at a nursing home, old veteran coming out, and they said they had changed the draft age for the recruiting, and they was trying to split some in. So what they?
John, you know who Don DeGrandpre is?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and
he's in his 70s, and they're trying to re-up him to shut him up.
Yeah, and this guy... he's crawled down the rabbit hole, and that surprised me from Don DeGrandpre, but he's actually feeling some heat right now.
Yes, I mean, they're trying to reactivate him, which is just one of the ways they could put him back in uniform and shut him up by order.
Well, he's a cantankerous old guy, and I like him for his spirit, but I will not yield to these people, not for one moment. Sylvester, thanks for your call. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Mike in Maryland. Hello, Mike.
As usual, are we talking about any one particular topic, or
it is? Carl is a wealth of knowledge, and I've got a little bit of that, so you can go where you want to.
Okay. Well, I just mentioned briefly a C-SPAN today from 12 to 2 Eastern Time, and had kind of like a discussion with a couple of high pollutant sounding think tanks and some journalists about the prospect of the draft. And in between making auto parts, the deliveries in the van, I caught maybe a third of it, but the consensus was that. You know, a draft is on the way, which is truly no surprise to any of you gentlemen or any of the listeners. But I was wondering, I got this really good book, and of course, y'all are probably a decade ahead of the curve, and as far as that, you know, as far as that goes. But it's called The Perestroika.
Perestroika Deception?
Deception by yep. Anatoly Galitsyn.
Anatoly Galitsyn.
Galitsyn, yeah. Okay. I got it as kind of a companion book because I ordered. Charlotte Isserby's The Deliberate Dummy Down of America.
Right.
And it sounded like a good companion book. And, I mean, that book of hers is as big as a phone book.
And it's amazing reading, isn't it?
Well, I haven't gotten to it yet because I'm reading this book and a couple more. But I figure if I can read The Brothers Kazimierz, I can read about anything. But I was wondering, can I read maybe one quote from the book, one or two quotes?
Sure, if you're prepared and ready to go.
Sure.
All right.
Okay, Convergence will be accompanied by bloodbaths and political re-education camps in Western Europe And I hear the woman, he wait till the break's over?
Yeah, that'd be a good idea. Wayne, Joe, John, Frank, Fred, and others, just everybody hang on there. We'll get to all of your calls. We've got a long segment coming up. My guest today, Carl Schwartz, author of One-Way Ticket to Crawford, Texas. What? You don't have a copy of the book? Well, you need to call 800-724-2719 or go to the website, rbnlive.com, book section. You can get it with PayPal. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Flood your body with oxygen. Now, why would anyone want to flood their body with oxygen? Obviously, our bodies love and need oxygen. If most disease-causing microbes can't live in active oxygen, and you safely increased your tissue and fluid oxygen levels, just like you were taking a supplement, what would happen? Hi, I'm Mr. Oxygen, Ed McCabe, and I wrote a big book about all known ways to supplement oxygen in the body. It's called Flood Your Body with Oxygen, Therapy for Our Polluted World. Get the details at OxygenHealth.com, OxygenHealth.com. You can get Flood Your Body with Oxygen at your local bookstore or order it by calling 800-247-6553. That's 800-247-6553. Thanks, and happy oxygen.
Hear that? That's the sound of nearly 3 million American jobs being flushed down the toilet. What caused it? NAFTA. 10 years ago, Congress passed NAFTA. It was supposed to boost our economy. Instead, we lost millions of jobs and the nation is still hurting. But now Congress is quietly considering doing it again, but worse this time, by creating a free trade area of the Americas, also called the FTAA. This would outsource millions more American jobs and businesses. How can our country survive this devastation again? Learn how you can help. Visit www.stoptheftaa.org or call 1-800-JBS-USA1. Log on to our website and let Congress know that you think FTAA is not an option for America's future. Stoptheftaa.org and keep American jobs in America.
My doctor was truly amazed at the improvements my heart showed after my heart attack. Thank you, Cardivite.
I was having a hard time breathing and had to rest in the afternoons, but since Cardivite, that's all changed now.
I've had chronic fatigue for 12 years now and decided to try Cardivite. Boy, it's improved my energy dramatically.
Cardivite.
We all use Cardivite.
Ladies and gentlemen, Heart Drop 2000 presents Cardivite. Cardivite is an all-natural supplement which is made up of our own special blend of herbs gathered from many different parts of the world, specially designed to improve your health. Come on and care about yourself just a little more with Cardivite. You can find more information at www.cardovite.us or call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822.
Cardivite is a natural thing. Gives you the edge like you've never seen. It makes you feel good. Cardivite.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
Guest today, Carl Schwartz, One-Way Ticket to Crawford, Texas. And I'm wondering how many of the callers that are calling into this program have actually read your book, Carl.
I don't know.
I don't either. I don't hear them mentioning, hey, I've read your book and I love it. There's a lot of people out there that have not read your book, and I'm wondering why.
Yeah, well, they hadn't got around to ordering it. I get a lot of emails still every day, 10 to 15 average a day, people that have gotten the book, read it, or somebody loaned them a book and they read it and... You know, they're shocked at how much information's in it. You know, it takes you about 2 to 3 weeks to fully digest that thing.
Well, I've infected my local post office down here.
Yeah.
We gave them a copy, and it's been making the rounds down there.
Okay, well.
And they're a lot friendlier to us now, which is really amazing. Let's go back to the phones. Mike in Maryland. Hello, Mike.
Keep in mind, this is written in March of 1989.
Yeah, go ahead.
Convergence will be accompanied by bloodbaths and political re-education camps in Western Europe and the United States. The Soviet strategists are counting on an economic depression in the United States and intend to introduce the reformed model of socialism with the human face as an alternative to the American system during the Depression. All these points must be publicly revealed. And he goes on to say, in a different context, the Russians may be expected to provide an incident unattributable to themselves involving the explosion of a nuclear device somewhere in the West, not excluding the United States. The purpose would be to reassert or reemphasize the necessity for the American-Russian partnership now and to create pressure for eventual world government.
Do you see Pooty-Poo, Carl, doing this?
No, but I can tell you who the New World Order's anointed queen is for that type of nonsense in this country is Hillary Clinton.
And what is she doing right now to make herself a little bit more politically appeasing? She is starting to look like a Republican now.
She's starting to morph herself into a conservative, yes, and she's anything but that.
Oh, this piano-legged beauty, I swear. Is there no depth that she will not stoop to?
No, not that I'm aware of.
and has, and does it again and revels in it.
Yeah,
Mike, thanks for your call. I appreciate your call, Mike. Yeah, Carl.
I've got 25 years' experience with the Clintons in Arkansas, and they will stoop to any level for their political resume.
Well, and they have, too, and we've caught them at it. And what's amazing to me, we had enough information just with what we were able to glean during the Clinton administration to send this guy, his wife, and anybody else that was connected to him in prison for life, almost.
All the way back to the Reagan administration when she misappropriated over $300 million of the Legal Services Corporation funds for political activism. That's where they found people like Janet Reno, Robert Reich, Donna Shalala. When she was the chairman of LSC, they were using those funds not to represent the poor's legal interests. They were using that to build this political machine of theirs. And Reagan couldn't come after him because guess what? That was when Iran-Contra was being run through the state of Arkansas. Clinton had him by the short hairs.
Wayne in Texas. Hello, Wayne.
Hey, guys.
How you doing?
John, I decided to call you through more traditional means during your show.
I hear you, Mr. Mueller. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Carl, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. So I understand that the lights are going to come on.
Well, we're working on it.
Is that what I'm hearing?
We're working on it.
Yep. That is wonderful news.
Well, it is apparent to John and me that until the voice is spread out to where millions are hearing it every day, we can't try to change this country one person at a time, one street, one house at a time. We need millions of people on the team out there talking to their friends, their coworkers, you know, in the checkout lines, even down like John's been doing down at the post office. I mean, it's amazing. In my travels, I'm finding coast to coast, you can ask people, did you know that 9/11 was an inside job and our government did it? They know. They just don't know what to do about it. And so what we're going to try to do is get a message out there to where they start getting informed and they start having the tools to go out there and do something about it.
Well, Art Bell says that that's all nonsense and it's blaming America first kind of people out there and that this is all nonsense. And by the way, neither Art Bell or George Norrie will put you on their program. Carl, you must be a dangerous character. They'll get up there and talk about UFOs, but when it comes down to serious stuff, that real background information that you have,
well, you know,
they won't touch
you. 3 Sundays ago when Art took a swing at Jeff Rentz and myself, you know, we both squared off on him, and we offered him a chance to talk to us. We haven't heard a word from them.
And you won't either, because the man under with an intelligent exchange, and Wayne, you know this, with an intelligent exchange of information and ideas and a person that can hold their own water, that's not talking about, little green men or aliens or maybe the Earth's tilting off its axis and Hawaii is now going to be cold and, Michigan's going to be seasonal all year round. You know, that kind of nonsense, yeah, it gets a lot of airplay, a lot of stations. He's got the largest overnight audience, I think, ever. And radio industry, but what are these people getting? And the funny thing about it, it's all disqualifying because you get up there with real information, and the next day you hear some whacked out, weird kind of, you know, we got enough here on our plate to examine and discuss and to talk about and to do without bringing in little green men. I just don't get it.
Well, sure. I think in those situations, it's all part of the formula, though. I mean, mixing truth with disinformation, it makes it very difficult to weed out what is the truth, who to believe.
Well, one of the things we're getting ready to introduce the world to, John, I haven't said a whole lot to you about this. We found some video of the second plane that hit WTC.
Mm-hmm.
It is taken from an angle to where we can very easily calculate the height that it hit the building. We can calculate exactly how far away from the building that this camera was set up. And then you can calculate the angle, what they call the hypotenuse, just, you know, simple trigonometry and geometry. And what we're going to do is an overlay of a 767 on top of the bird that hit that building, and then all of America, everybody that sees that overlay correctly adjusted for distance is going to know that no 767 hit the South Tower. That's actually going to be part 7 of Pop Goes the Bush Mythology Bubble, and we've been waiting for months for these people to agree to give us the video.
And they finally have?
They have, yes. They have finally surrendered it, and I've already had some people analyzing pieces of it, and they said, you're right, that's not a 767.
And that's what we were told. Wayne, people are going to be hearing your name a lot more in the future. Why don't you tell the listeners who you are and what your recent experience is and, well, why you're dealing with RBN right now?
Well, you know, I discovered RBN close to your inception last year, summer, and have been a follower since. My experiences have brought me to question a lot of things in life. That's just kind of been, you know, my personal experience to always ask why. And what happened was is, as I've researched and looked into situations more in more depth, what I'm finding and what I'm uncovering is truth is stranger than fiction, that we do live in Wonderland, and that the truth somehow needs to come out. And when I heard your broadcast regarding Mr. Jack Blood and the situation that surrounded his departure, I realized that, you know, I need to become involved somehow, some way. I personally come from the corporate world. I was academically trained, and experience brought me to this point. And I became very disenfranchised with what I was seeing, what I was experiencing, what I was hearing. It seemed that incompetence was rewarded, while those who actually questioned the true facts surrounding any situation were repressed, kept in place.
You were the golden boy. I mean, you used to work for the NBA team, National Basketball Association, the Houston Rockets. I mean, you were knocking down six figures. Why would you walk away from a cushy job like that to get involved with a network such as this? Why would you do such a – there's people out there on the streets right now, Wayne, starving. Why would you do such a cockamamie thing?
Because there are people out on the streets starving. Because the truth needs to be known, and there's going to be more people put into more repressed situations if something's not done to uncover the truth. I felt it was my duty to do something. And when I saw that your organization, your network, could use some assistance in that realm, in marketing, sales, advertising, I just felt overly compelled to give you a call and see what I could do to help out.
By the way, Carl, you're listening to the new marketing director for the network and our radio.
Well, good luck with that. I hope it catches on real quick.
Well, you're going to be a major part of that.
Yeah,
we better wish ourselves, all of ourselves, good luck.
I want to make sure this takes hold and the investment is worthwhile. I mean, I basically walked away from Wall Street for the same reason. I mean, I started seeing where this was headed, and the corruption was just getting rampant, and I wasn't going to sit there and plunder, you know, the retirements of moms and pops just to satisfy the greed of these people.
But folks, I mean, listening to this, we have, millionaires here that are walking away from Wall Street, walking away from the sports industry. And folks, if you're the golden boy in the sports industry, I mean, you can basically write your own ticket. Now, these are people that are taking a serious look at what's going on. And they're saying to themselves, you know, this is fine. The creature comforts are cool. But you know what? It's an illusion. It's something that's temporary. I could no more enjoy my millions of dollars sitting in a cesspool of a country and watching a country that stood for so much at one time literally dying right in front of my very eyes.
My analogy was I didn't want to look in the mirror when I shaved every morning and want to slit my throat.
I understand. You just feel dirty all the time.
Yeah.
And you can't escape it. Escaping it. This, in a way, I think this is almost a cleansing mechanism for me in some way.
It was for me.
And I tell you, you know, my parents have been on the short end of the IRS tirade on a number of occasions.
One of these days you're going to have to relay that story on air. We don't have time to go into it, but suffice it to say the IRS slammed your dad repeatedly.
Repeatedly.
Oh, it was horrible.
Repeatedly. Took the house, took everything we owned, tried to shut his business down many times, went on record to tell him, you know, if it's the last thing we do, we're going to put you under. It's, you know, but they didn't give up. Fortunately for them, there was enough support in the community that they were able to hang on and now start to rebuild and thrive again. But it's been a part of my life for decades, and it just now has reached to a point where if something's not done soon, there's not going to be any hope for any of us.
And if you think things are bad right now, just wait 24 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
All right. Wayne, anything else, any other bullet point you want to throw out there, my friend?
If you haven't picked up one-way ticket to Crawford, Texas, please do so. Right now I'm finishing up Chapter 7, a highly touted chapter in the book. Very interesting, very well documented. You're going to receive information, read information there you're just not going to find anywhere else. And I have to tell you, folks, the truth hurts, but it's the only thing that's going to set you free.
That's it. Wayne, thank you. I'll be talking with you real soon, my friend.
Thank you. Take care, guys.
All right.
Have a good evening.
Yeah, same thing. Carl, you guys can sit down and probably trade war stories here. Very similar situation.
I know other people that have been involved in sports, and what they got turned off by was the gladiator games aspect of it, where it's just, you know, they're entertaining America to death, trying to keep us from focusing on other things that are way more important than who wins a ball game.
But it's getting worse. I mean, now we're in a situation now that we have to have reality TV shows, and we have to show the basest emotions and the absolute depravity of human beings in a carefully constructed situation and sit back for entertainment and watch them turn on each other. It's just so much fun.
Yeah.
and people are sitting back going, yeah, this is great.
Well, it's the distraction du jour. That's what it is. It's just we've got a whole palette of it. I mean, it's kind of like a buffet, you know, just whatever distraction
John
you want.
John in New York? My cord was underneath my cough button, and it wasn't working, so I'm yelling at my producer here. Sorry, Carl.
No problem.
Oh, boy. John in New York. Hello, John.
Hi, how you doing, Jen? I got a son going in the military, and because I'm such a radical, they've refrained from putting him in the military for 3.5 months now. He was in reserves, couldn't get a job because he's in reserves. And so in the interim of trying to solve a financial problem, he's going to join full-time.
Right.
He's had several other people behind him join after him that are already gone in Iraq, and he's still sitting there because they know his dad's a radical. And so in the interim, he's talked to his recruiter yesterday, and the recruiter said they're not behind in their schedule of draft or of schedule of meeting the count for the draft.
Of course the recruiter's not going to sit there and tell you we're scraping the bottom of the barrel.
And that the only thing is they've changed the numbers of what they want now is different, but they're actually filled up until like August, September. They're actually met their quota of what they were supposed to meet, and there is no shortage as of right now that they know of.
Yeah, and Carl, I can see this right now. I can see Mexican divisions, Spanish-speaking divisions in the United States military because they can't speak English.
Well, there's another possible agenda. The Bush administration and Condi just announced recently that they see 23 other problem areas, and most of those areas just happen to be south of the Rio Grande, like Honduras, Nicaragua, Venezuela, Brazil, since they teamed up with Russia, also those poor Argentines. Yeah, there's all kinds of hot spots down there that they're eyeing for their resources as well.
They're not going to stop.
They're not going to stop until they're made to stop.
John, anything else? We got to go to break here in a minute.
Okay, just a quick one is I've been 10 years in the long suit, as I've always proclaimed here, and they pushed on me through like the DEC, which is our Environmental Conservation of New York State, tried to push me, and I've got 15 videos, which one is 9/11 and one is the vaccinations of falsehood, and along with things that support how positively I've done my job, along with 315 picture tapes or pictures, and when I submitted it, it's like they don't know what to do with me. It's like I've got where they've coerced this false laws and judges bribing and everything else, and now it's like the officials that are trying to officiate are realizing they're brown suits. It's been effective, but it's kind of a hairy trip.
All right, John.
I can relate to that.
Hey, appreciate
yeah.
it. Thank you very much, John.
Appreciate your call. Carl? We're up against the last break here on the National Intel Report. We'll come back, take one more phone call, and wrap up with Carl Schwartz this edition of the National Intel Report.
We must taste some berries for that.
Want to look good and feel great? Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Well, there are things you can do and natural products available that are strong and safer than harsh synthetics. Rediscover ancient secrets with therapeutic grade A essential oils. The molecular structure of essential oils is highly oxygenating in nature, increasing vitality and energy to the body. Our essential oils and supplements are all natural and absolutely pure to help you discover optimal health, essential nutrition, emotional well-being, and effective weight management. Whether using our products or looking for a home-based business, you'll be glad you contacted us by calling 1-800-993-OILS. Therapeutic-grade essential oils are emerging as a missing link to modern medicine. That's 1-800-993-6457. You can also visit our website at www.naturesoils.org. That's www.naturesoils.org.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays,
Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays. Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
And we're back. We'll take one more call. Joe in Oregon. Hello, Joe.
Yeah, good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hi.
I wanted to say something about sports real quickly, but before I do, about the draft and recruiting, I was reading at WHTT.org about a month ago that they were paying $150,000 for Green Berets to re-up for one more year in Afghanistan and Iraq. $150,000 of our inflated dollars. And the other thing is, part of the my belief is, and I'm a veteran of two branches, but quite a long time ago. But my belief is that they've made it, they've really harassed the reserves and National Guard, and sort of like tried to dangle a carrot in front of their face that it'd be better if they would become regular Army or regular Marines rather than be reserves. Look how much better all these benefits would give you, off-base housing and all this. That's what it's all about. Because I've read stuff that they've literally, the discrimination against National Guard and reserves is all part of what I would suggest. Like I've said, if I was from another planet and I was looking at just the facts, nothing but the facts, ma'am, that we have a little illegitimate government is the only way I would see it, being an observer from another planet. By the way, jumping over to sports, I suggest that anybody that really wants to look at what's happened to sports in the last 60 years, look at castfootball.com, and that's what spelled with a C, A-S-T-E, castfootball.com. And if you don't get it, when you go there, type in castfootball at Google, and it'll come up. And also about deliberate dumbing down by Charlotte Iserby, she's really right on target. But our schools now really have turned into total indoctrination, Paul Pot type centers. They've got all our young people who have single-parent families being drones, brainwashed to believe whatever NPR tells them. And the last thing I want to say, John, and to your guest, that any negative news at all about Mr. Putin, President Putin of Russia, you should take it with a grain of salt, because he's up against oligarchs that have ripped off the natural resources of Russia, and most of them, if people only knew the truth, I don't even want to talk about it here on air, but counterpunch.org did a story about criminals wanted by Interpol and where they were having dinner in the U.S. I don't even want to talk about it, but that was at counterpunch.org by Allison Weir.
They're in the U.S.? They're in the U.S. or they're being protected in Israel?
Yeah, and the thing is, this story that Allison Weir had on counterpunch.org, she said in this article that all of Europe, South America, the entire world, Asia, all this news was just ordinary news in the newspapers from Hong Kong to Europe, but it wasn't in Canada or the U.S.
That's absolutely true. I mean, they micromanage. I agree with what you're saying on Putin. I don't think he's part of the problem.
No, he has to be very careful because he knows. By the way, if you listen to Voice of Russia, they've highlighted Alexander Solzhenitsyn's last gulag. They've highlighted the Romanovs up to the last one, Nicholas, that was murdered by these New York, London-based terrorists. And they highlighted the Romanovs from 1632 to 1917. And Putin is being very, very careful. He's got to play this PC game. But he knows exactly what he's up to try to save his own people, and what he knows that 65 million white Christians were murdered. I mean, this man, it's only a fluke that he's in power, and his position, I think, is very tenuous, because that's why he has to be real careful. But believe me, I believe he's one of us.
All right, Joe, of what you say is right on target.
Thanks for the call, Joe. I appreciate it. Carl, we're out of time.
Yes, we're out of time.
And it's later than we think, isn't it?
Yes, it is. America's waking up, though. I just hope they do it in time.
Well, I hope we can get there in time to make them aware of what's going on. All right, Carl. Carl Schwartz, author of One-Way Ticket to Crawford, Texas, folks, 800-724-2719. Pick a copy of the book up. We got plenty in stock. Carl, thank you. We'll be talking to you soon.
Thank you. Take care. Have a good evening.
All right, you too, sir.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.